This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Sharon Starica. She is a runner and triathlete with over 20 years of competitive racing experience. Her involvement with the certified Feldenkrais method of somatic education began in 1984 when she had a debilitating cycle accident resulting in 9 surgeries. Her doctors said she would never compete again and probably would never run again. Using the Feldenkrais method, she not only recovered and returned to competition, but she improved her marathon time by an astonishing 20 minutes. As a result of this incredible experience, Sharon became a Guild Feldenkrais practitioner and began to develop her own theory and ideas about optimizing fitness using the Feldenkrais method. And we certainly do welcome you, Sharon, to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you.
Now, tell us, what is Feldenkrais?
Yes, thank you for asking. The Feldenkrais method was developed by Moshe Feldenkrais in the 1940s, so it's been around for quite some time. He was a physicist, and due to his own debilitating injury with his knees, he was forced to find a way to walk again. He used his knowledge of physics, anatomy, and observing how children develop their motor skills during early childhood to develop his own method, which is now called the Feldenkrais method. From his observation, he developed a way to teach individuals how to learn through movement. So what's really key in the Feldenkrais method is movement. It is how we actually ultimately function as a mature adult in the world and how we organize ourselves to move and function. We use the word function a lot, function in the world. So he observed these movement patterns that we develop in early childhood and witnessed how they brought about functionality to us, and that's how he developed the Feldenkrais method.
And how did you get started in this line of work, and how has it helped you?
Well, as you briefly brought in the introduction about my accident, that was the introduction for me, as being hit by the semi-truck and going through 9 surgeries on my left side. Again, my doctors at that time didn't ever perceive I would be able to run again, let alone compete again. So I was 20 years old, and despite the opinion and diagnosis of the doctors, I was determined to find a way to run again. So it was 10 months later after my accident, where I was in and out of multiple surgeries, that I was still unable to run, difficulty walking, and I was in continuous pain. And it was at that time that I got introduced to the Feldenkrais method, and I started working with a person like myself called a Feldenkrais practitioner. And I worked with them daily, getting a private session and then also doing what we have as class sessions. And I did that daily for 5 weeks. And within that period of time, I not only became pain-free, but I was able to start running again. And the transformation for me was just incredible, not only to be pain-free, but to be moving in my body the way that I remembered it could. It's hard to sometimes explain the impact that this had on me in my life, but deep inside me, I knew that I was drawn to do this work and that I wanted to do this work. So the greatest thing that came out of this work was, first, my love and passion for running was returned to me, my joy of moving and running. But this work also gave me the gift to be able to work with others and to be able to bring back into others' life their joy of living and moving. And that's really what this method is so much about, is being able to bring back movement. And movement then accesses joy, feeling free, feeling independent. And those are all parts of being what we call, you know, a human being.
Well, tell me, who can benefit from Feldenkrais?
Well, just about anyone out there, and that's what's so wonderful about this method. Most people are drawn to the method due to an injury, a stroke, a child that has cerebral palsy. those are the categories where most people find out about this work. However, there's this huge population out there that can benefit, and that is you, the average person out there, that as life goes on, you might be feeling stiff or beginning to feel, let's say, pain down one of your legs from standing all day at work, or maybe a lower back or sciatic pain from sitting at a desk all day. A mother who's bending over and picking up her child a lot and might develop hip pain. Those are the kinds of situations and people out there that can greatly benefit. And they benefit because they start to learn that they've gotten into some bad habits in the way that they move in their body and by just doing their daily life and their routines. And this method is there to help the individual learn how to move again so that they can be out of pain, but also be able to move more freely in their life so that then they can increase their, let's say, activities, that they have more activities and more enjoyment in their life. And what's super awesome about this work is that as you learn how to move differently, one of the most powerful things is that you feel self-empowered because you learn that you can make the changes within yourself. And it's just by learning how to move, learning what you're doing or maybe not doing, and how to do something different. The other great benefits is that often you can avoid surgeries, you can avoid drugs, or you can avoid lengthy visits, let's say, to the physical therapist or chiropractors, or there's a lot of great methods out there, but often those methods are more treating you or maybe like fixing you, somebody's making you feel better, but they're not based on learning. And that's the huge difference, is that you don't walk away very often from one of those sessions where you've learned how to move differently so that you won't experience pain anymore because you're doing something different.
Today we're joined by Sharon Starica, a runner and triathlete with over 20 years of competitive racing experience and has become a Guild Feldenkrais practitioner and began to develop her own theory and ideas about optimizing fitness using the Feldenkrais method. She's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sharon, if you would, tell us about one of your client success stories that might be surprising to our listeners.
Well, thank you for asking. I worked with a gentleman who came to me in his 20s who had an injury called a brachial plexus injury, and this is a complete set of nerves that control the muscles in your finger, hands, arms, and shoulder. The nerves originate at the spinal cord and then travel into the arm and can be stretched or torn due to trauma in the neck and shoulder region. And traditionally, this injury occurs with newborns, but it can happen to adults from a trauma. And most often what occurs is surgery. They go in and cut the overstretched nerves, and then that leaves the child or the person having a lifetime of lack of movement and use of their arm. So when this gentleman came to me in the beginning, he had no use of his left arm, and he was in severe pain throughout his left arm and side into his neck and across his chest. He had seen numerous doctors, physical therapists, and had tried a variety of pain meds, and nothing had helped him. So by the time I got to him, his pain level was so high you could barely touch him, and he really had very little function as a human being. He could almost no longer drive a car, for the pain was now transferring to his right side. The recommendation was a surgery, and they had no other option, but he then found me and the Feldenkrais method. We began to work together 2 times a week for quite some time, and in the beginning it was just finding a way to even touch him. Over the course of our time, the pain became reduced as movement slowly began to return. We worked together for quite a long time due to his determination, belief in the method, and belief in myself as a practitioner. He was able to fully recover and have full functional movement back to his left arm and his entire body. He's a geophysicist and was able to return fully to work, and then he also pursued becoming a Feldenkrais practitioner as well. What's really incredible about this story is he is the first person that's ever been recorded to fully recover from a brachial plexus injury without ever having surgery. So up until working with him, it was unknown that that was even possible. So It's a great story, and he was a great gift to have as a student for me to work with.
I would definitely say so. Now, how can people find out more about your practice and classes is on that note, and how to get started with Feldenkrais?
Right. Well, thank you for asking. Well, first of all, remember, Feldenkrais is for everybody, whether you're a mother, a truck driver, an athlete. This subtle work can have massive and positive impacts on your life. How you can find out about me is by going to my website, which is SharonStarika.com, S-T-A-R-I-K-A.com. You can also email me at Sharon@SharonStarika.com. Or if you'd like more information about the Feldenkrais method, you can visit, it's called FeldenkraisGuild.com. And Feldenkrais is spelled FeldenkraisGuild.com.
Finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
I think the main thing is to realize that Feldenkrais is for everybody. Whatever your situation is, whether it is some pain or discomfort, maybe you're an athlete and you want to have better performance, Feldenkrais is available to help any person wherever they are. And most of us are going through life with some type of pain or discomfort, and this work is so transformative in teaching you how to become aware, to learn, and make the changes for yourself. So just to remember, it's there for anybody. Anybody can do it. It's easy to do. It's not difficult. It's not hard. It's just a matter of wanting to do the method and having awareness.
We've been speaking with Sharon Starika, a runner and triathlete with over 20 years of competitive racing experience, and has become a Guild Feldenkrais practitioner and began to develop her own theory and ideas about optimizing fitness using the Feldenkrais method. And the websites of reference once again is SharonStarika.com as well as FeldenkraisGuild.com. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. It was very much of a pleasure.
Definitely was. Thanks so much. And what an inspiring story with hope and truth behind it. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.